The fourth seed Victoria Shamrocks head into an elimination game tonight in New Westminster, rueing that they felt the first two games of the best of five Western Lacrosse Association semifinal series were winnable against the top seed Salmonbellies. "We have to keep knocking on the door," said Victoria head coach Mike Simpson. That might be a metaphor for more than just the series. The Shamrocks are undergoing a major rebuild with a talented youth movement that will take time. That knock on the door may be more for future seasons than this one. "We've shown we can play with them. No question," said Simpson. "If we run and push the pace, we have every opportunity against them still." The Salmonbellies took Game 1 by an 11-9 count at Queen's Park Arena and won Game 2 at the Q Center 13-12 last week in one heck of a wild ride. The Salmonbellies scored 4 unanswered goals in 2 minutes and 23 seconds to open the second game. The Shamrocks responded with the next 7 consecutive goals, all by the time the game was only 13 minutes old. Victoria led by 2 goals in the third period and by 1 late. But New Westminster scored the final 2 goals on special teams, the tying goal on the power play and the winner shorthanded. "Lacrosse is said to be a game of runs, but I'm not sure I've seen anything like that before," said Simpson. "I like the way we responded. I'm not unhappy with how hard we have been playing." New Westminster's special teams and veteran-laden roster, however, proved just that one sneaker step better. Anytime you narrow it down to special teams and the top 5 to top 10 players, which on New Westminster are all professional National Lacrosse League players, it becomes a tougher game against an elite team like that, said Simpson. Hayden Dixon's winner shorthanded, his 5th goal of the game, was a matter of sheer will and something only special players can do when they put the game on their shoulders. "He is the MVP of the league in my opinion and showed why," said Simpson. The Shamrocks, who got 4 goals from Marshall King and 3 from Tom Vason in Game 2, remain buoyant. But the time for just knocking is over. "We knew going in that we would have to win one game in New Westminster. Now we have to win 2 at Queen's Park Arena, plus 1 back at the Q Center, to bang that door down," said Simpson. If required, Game 4 would be Friday night at the Q Center and Game 5 on Sunday in New Westminster. The second seed Langley Thunder and third seed Nanaimo Timbermen, led by league point scoring champion Zach Manns, are playing in the other semifinal series. The Thunder led 2-0 heading into Game 3 on Tuesday night at the Langley Event Center. The winners of the semifinal series will advance to the best of 7 WLA final series beginning August 16. The WLA champion will host the best of 7 Man Cup National Championship Series against the champion of Ontario's Major Series Lacrosse beginning September 8. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.